Welcome to Longview Baptist Church. Where will you spend your eternity? This is a question that does have an answer, even if you don't know what it is. I am Pastor John. This ministry is designed to prepare you for that day we will all face, our last. Join us as we find an answer to the tough questions, and remember, you cannot truly live until you're truly ready to die.
if you just... Having one of those days, just start praising the Lord. Praise fights your battles. Aren't you thankful for praise? You know, I think of many different styles of worship. The country side of songs, the rock side of songs, the, you know, feel-good side of songs, you know, Michael Bublé side of songs, I don't know. You know, it's really not the style, or that it is the relationship between you and Christ. So tonight, I want to share with you, if I may, and as quickly as possible, I believe Jonathan said I'll start hearing dings about 7 o'clock. I'm kidding. He's really not that mean. I want to share with you tonight, I love this verse of Scripture. And it's found in Psalms 100, and it's probably pretty familiar with you all. I read out an amplified version, if that's okay. It's actually word for word translated more closely than even the King James Version. Ouch, man, that get me in trouble quick, you know, to say something about the King James. But anyway, I want to read to you. It says, shout. Oh my, we're in trouble already. You mean we're going to be shouting? Well, it says, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. All of the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness and delight. Come before His presence with joyful singing. Know and fully recognize with gratitude that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who made us, not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. This is where everybody, if we're born again, we don't say amen, we say bah. We're the sheep of His pasture. Amen. Just to say something real quick, you got a shepherd here that I love. I love Brother Jonathan, his family. You know, I got to tell you that shepherds don't have sheep, but sheep have sheep. It's your duty to multiply. It's not his. He shouldn't head up the visitation committee. Amen. It's our job, the church's. His job is to administer the word. So I took a load off of you, brother. It says, enter His gates with a song of thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him, bless and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His mercy and loving kindness are everlasting. This is probably my most favorite line of the whole book of Psalms 100. I love this because I see grandmamas here, I see granddaddies here, I see mamas, I see daddies, I see aunts, I see uncles, I see moms and dads, I see little kids. Listen to what the Word of God says, that His faithfulness endures to all generations. I love that. Because that same God that has the ability to save my grandmother is the same God that has the ability to save my grandkids. Glory. It's from everlasting to everlasting to all generations. That's the kind of God that we're serving here, church. So when we realize whom we're worshiping and whom we're praising, then we'll have a little more joy about it, won't we? So let me share this with you. I want to talk about that first word. And I do preach this in Baptist churches. It's okay. They hadn't thrown me out but once. But I want to talk about the word shout. Since it's wonderful Wednesday night worship, I want to talk about the word shout. Because a lot of times we think of the word worship as getting up and dancing and rolling the aisles and all that, don't we? Our worship got crazy. We had all kinds of smoke and lights. Disco lights. We're getting to that. Let me hush. I'll get myself in trouble if I keep going there too. Talk about the word shout that's mentioned in the Bible. In this verse, the word praise in the Hebrew word shabak. Has anybody ever heard shabak? Tonight you have. Well, this and that, ain't you? Shabak, which means to address in a... I woke up half of you back here in this corner. I'm kidding. Won't get no offering tonight. Me and the pastor was talking about that. I never charge a fee. Don't y'all ever go out and tell Brian Smudman said anything about money, because I don't charge. Amen. I let God lead me. But I love that word shabak, praise, which means to address in a loud tone. Man, that'll scare half of us to death. I took a fellowship out one time. I was leading music at a church in Shelbyville, and I said, we're going to do something a little different. I said, today, we're going to walk out that building. We're going to walk out the building, get out on the front porch, and we're just going to shout as loud as we can, Jesus. You know, we walked out there and we walked out to the front porch of the church and we were shouting, Jesus. And the Methodist church beside us thought Jesus was coming. No, I'm kidding. But you know, sometimes it just feels good to let out a shout, doesn't it? When you want to get somebody's attention, you shout at them if they're not listening. Kids. But it also means to address in triumph, to shout, to steal, to command, to glory. This is a shouting praise. You don't sing it, you shout it. I believe, church, that we have been silent for too long. We've sat around and not shouted when we ought to be shouting. I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I got a big mouth. Don't be shy. Let it out. Like Medea says, you'll mess around, blow your eyeballs out if you hold it in. Folks, it's time that the church gets loud. It's time that we break down walls. And if I recall correctly, I believe people shouted to tear down walls, didn't they, in the Old Testament? It says, a shout commands our victory. It stills the enemy. Ain't nothing I want to do more, Brother Jonathan, than to shut the old devil up. He's a liar and there's no truth in him. His way is to come, kill, steal, and destroy. That's what the word says. And that is all I've seen him do. Is to come, steal, kill, and destroy. And if you want to push him to the side, start shouting. Start praising Jesus. Turn on your worship music, whatever it is. If it's country style, if it's dancing style, if it's Michael Bublé style, turn it on and praise the King of Kings and Lord of Lords tonight. Amen. I'm tired of the devil having his way in our lives. Church, we are a victorious people. We've never known defeat. You can't show me anywhere, any place in the Bible that the church has went down in defeat. I serve on the winning team. And some of those people, it's getting football time in Tennessee, isn't it? Man, that's dangerous territory, talking about the devil coming in. Whether you're orange or crimson or whatever color, blue, whatever you are. Those people that are the most radical people for those teams are the ones dressed up looking like silly folk, ain't they? You ever notice that? That's the ones they show on TV the most, is the ones all painted up looking all silly. But you know what? Those are the ones that I'd like to be a part of. I want to be with those that represent well. I'm on the winning side. I want to be represented well, folks. I want the team that I'm on, folks, they'll dress up not even knowing their team's going to win. We're on a team that's winning, and I believe that's what's happened. We got comfortable, hadn't it? It reminds me of a time, Tammy, we used to take field trips up to the zoo. They never did really do this, I don't think, when we went, but they give tours up there at the zoo sometimes. And if you ever walked around in that little area where the snakes are and the fish and all that, everybody cringed when I said snake. Hold on. No, I'm kidding. But folks, they take these little kids in there, these little kindergartners, first grades, you know, and they'll take them in there and they'll tell them this. They'll say, "Now listen, boys and girls, now I'm fixing to get this snake out, but you have to be real quiet. You have to go, shh, you got to be quiet when that snake comes out. Because if you disturb the snake, it wouldn't be good." So they tell him to shh, be quiet. Because the vibrations of your vocal cords cause them to get upset. Ain't that what the church has done sometimes? Brother Jonathan, I'm ready to disturb a snake. I'm ready to raise a victory shout. I'm tired of the world telling me to shh. Folks, if there were ever a time for the church to be praising and adoring a King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is now. Let's all get together and worship the Lord. Let's lay aside the differences. Well, we don't do it like that. Well, why don't you try it like that? Because our shouts, it steals the enemy. And I don't know about you, but I like to put him back in his place. This kind of shout, the Shabak, is a battle cry. This word is used when the Israelites shouted the walls of Jericho came down. A praise shout is a weapon of spiritual warfare. When we face walls in our lives, we need to give a shout of victory in order to see the victory. Joshua 6, they shouted before the walls fell. If they had not shouted, the walls would have remained. Folks, there's people that's walking around today that's barricaded themselves in with all kind of religious walls. Well, we don't do it that way. Let me tell you something. My God is worth a shout. My God is worth a praise. I ain't letting a religion shh me. And I'll preach this wherever, Brother Jonathan, whether it's a Baptist or Church of Christ or Pentecostal or Methodist, Presbyterian, or whatever. Folks, it's time for us to raise a voice. As we shout a praise to God, walls will fall. Walls of sickness, glory, hallelujah. We need to be shouting that because my God is the great physician. And I want to testify about that just a little bit, if I may, tonight. I saw a miracle happen this weekend. And I'm thankful for that, Brother Ron. He knows. I got a call Saturday evening about, 5 o'clock, I guess it was, wasn't it? I got a call from my stepdad that said, hey, he actually called my wife. He probably knew better than call me. I'd been shook up. But my mom had a stroke. And so I said, okay. I said, let's get to the hospital. We'll get on up there. Her right side was all, paralyzed, her face and all that, all the stroke symptoms. Well, by the time the hospital or the ambulance come to pick her up, she's already gaining some momentum back in her arm and her leg. She still couldn't talk real well. I got to the hospital about 45 minutes later. They took her in to get a CT scan. Well, I come back. I was back there waiting in the room with my stepdad, and she was doing fine. I thought, wow, that's my God. I was giving him the glory. I didn't say that was the doctor's thing. That was just a happenstance. That's my God. I was confessing that and proclaiming that with my mouth. And so we waited about another 45 minutes to an hour, and the nurse come in there and got her to smile, got her to lift her eyebrows. Everything was fine. I said, okay, Mom, they're probably going to keep you 24 hours. We're going to leave, and we'll see you tomorrow. Got across the town, got across Murfreesboro. I get a phone call. She's in another stroke. She's having an active stroke and not coming out of it. I said, okay, here we go. So my stepdad told me they was going to get a neurologist to come in and look. I said, I'll be right back. I'm turning around. We're going to get over there. Got over there. Had to sit outside for a little bit. He called us. He said, Brian, I need you and your brother to get here as fast as you can. Said they're fixing to have to do two procedures. One is where they go in with the medicine and they bust the clot up and so-and-so, and this is what could happen. She could have a massive stroke and be gone. The other one is go in there and suck the clot and plaque out left side of her neck. Got to go all the way up to the brain. This could cause a severe brain bleed. So we're sitting out there. I said, God, you've got this. We're praising you anyway. We're going to praise you even through the sickness. So we sat outside for about another hour and a half. Got her out, sent her to ICU. We went up there to ICU with her. When she got out, walked in there, she was perfectly fine. She remembered everything. She could talk just as plain. She could move her arms, move her legs. Folks, we're looking, staring death in her face. You know, that she could go just like that. And then she had noticed a little blurry vision in her eye the next day. And I'm sort of giving you this testimony. I said I'm going to start testifying about this because that's my God. And why he don't heal everybody, we can preach that sermon later. But I thank God that I was able to see a victory this weekend, a miracle happened. And she went to the doctor today, and if y'all would, please continue to pray for her, because she has lost her vision in the left eye. But you know what? I still am going to praise God. I told her today, I said, Mom, I still have you with me. You know, so I can still shout a victory, because it broke down that wall of sickness. A victory shout will also break down walls of poverty. You know, when the bills are coming in and things just seem overwhelming, start praising God. It knocks down walls of oppression. When we hit a wall that looks to keep us from possessing what God has promised us, it's time to shout. Bondages, strongholds, hindrances, we need to shout them out in the name of Jesus. Shout doubt and fear out. As we shout unto God, we shout at the devil. The power of an anointed shout will bring a breakthrough. It'll bring a healing. It'll bring provisions. It'll bring answers. And manifestations. It puts the old demons on the run. Glory to God. Get out of here in the name of Jesus. Shouted praises to God for many years. And I can attest that it does bring victories, church. There is victory in our shouts. And we need to learn how to do that. Don't be ashamed to shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. All the earth. If the trees can do it, I'm going to do it. If the birds can do it, I'm going to do it. Boy, I've got a lot more to go. But I'm not going to keep you much longer. It takes an active prayer life to get the praise life. If you're not right and in tune with God, you'll never get the praises right. I want a rush of that Holy Spirit, don't you? I want Him to infiltrate my life. I want the Holy Spirit to guide me in everything. And if you'll remember this acronym, RUSH, there's got to be repentance. There's got to be unity. There's got to be surrender. When all those things are happening, there's got to be a healing. And you'll have a rush of the Holy Spirit come over you. You know, isn't it amazing that the majority of churches today, the most troubled spot up here, Brother Jonathan, is the music department. That's usually the first ones. Need a music minister. Need a music minister. I wonder why that is. You know, we can read over in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 of how they sent the singers before the Levites. Music does things. It creates a heart of worship. So, I enjoy good preaching. But us preachers ain't going to be having no job when we get to heaven. We're going to be a singing. We're going to be a praising. It's almost 7. I heard somebody's phone. Folks, I'm thankful for what He's blessed me with. Somebody says, well, I can't sing. Did He say you had to sing? What did He say you had to do? We didn't. Shout! But He did also say that, make a joyful noise. Folks, when you feel the oppressions coming in, I do. You know, when I'm out there driving that truck and delivering that steel all day long, that's what I do for a living. I work for TriStar Metals in town. Drive a truck all day and it gets boring. Mamas don't let you babies. Don't go there, Brian. Drive them old trucks. But when I feel the oppressions coming in and things overwhelming me, man, I put on these songs that I sing and I start praising God. I start shouting. Someday, well, that's not the Baptist thing to do. Well, that's what the world says. Well, that's not the Methodist thing. I got to pick on all of them. All the earth needs to shout. We need to remember to raise our victory cry. We need to remember that what's inside of us is greater than he that's in this world. Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight. I thank you that we're going to learn.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that God's word has encouraged you. You feel like you've had fellowship and been at home with family. Today, if God has moved in your heart, and today you would like to make him not only the Savior, but the Lord of your life. First, it's important to know that we are sinners. We're born sinners. No one can bridge the gap that was separated when sin broke what God had created so beautifully. If today you know you're a sinner in need of a Savior, and you know that Jesus Christ was born, lived a sinless life, and died on the cross to pay for your sin. Today, if you want to, you can trust him as your Lord and Savior. It requires you to pray and in faith, ask him to save you, to forgive you of your sins, to cleanse you, and you want to live for him. I pray today, if you do that, that you will reach out to us. We would love to get you connected in a church body, a church home, wherever that might be, and get discipleship around you so you can grow in this new life that you found in Christ. Read God's word. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. God bless you.